Well, my friends, happy birthday to you. You're saying, what birthday? Why, it's 1 year exactly today that we started the podcasts. What an interesting time that has been for Margie and I. Let me just tell you how this all started. We serve missions in various places of the world. Two of those three missions were CES missions, Church Education System missions. The fact that I was a retired Church Education System employee made it a natural thing for us to be considered to serve CES missions. The first mission we went on was to Mongolia, and our assignment was to train the first ever professional full-time CES country director for the country of Mongolia. He's a marvelous man that I still meet with weekly on Skype and is now the first state president of that country. I remember when we first met, training him to be a CES man would not be difficult at all. And so when we first met, he's a very, very bright man, has a PhD in forestry from Moscow University, and was being trained by the Russian political system to become a communist boss. So has very interesting background. I sat down with him within the first 2 hours we got there, private one-on-one, and I looked at him and I said, President Odgaro, he was the district president at that time, what do you know about the atonement of Jesus Christ? He'd been a member for about 10 years. And he bowed his head and looked down into his lap, and then he looked up at me and looked me in the sky in the eye and said, Elder Stroud, I don't know anything about the atonement. I said, that's a good place to start. And that began an exciting, in-depth study of the scriptures. Training him to be a CES country director was only incidental to what we did. We spent every day at a certain time. We would go into a room, shut the door, take the phones off the hook, take our scriptures, and we began at the beginning of the Book of Mormon, 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 1. And we went through, in two years that I was in Mongolia, we went through all of the Book of Mormon, verse by verse. We went through all of the Doctrine and Covenants, verse by verse. All of the Pearl of Great Price, verse by verse. And much of the New Testament. That study, as we came back, he asked if it would be possible to continue to study. And so we set up Skype meetings. And I've been meeting with him every week for 10 years. And we've gone through every verse of all of the standard works of the church together. What a marvelous experience that has been. It was his request to continue to study that kind of started that. We also had some people in Austria who wanted to do the same thing. And we went to the Philippines on a second mission. And again, my assignment there, among other things, was to teach institute classes to the adults. They didn't have any adult religion classes, so I taught adult religion class and institute classes every day for 5 days a week for a year and a half in the Philippines. And when we got ready to leave, those good people asked the question, Elder Stroud, is there any way we can continue to study together? And so that fit in another group with the Mongolian group that we continued to get together at first on emails and then later on Skype. And then finally through the podcast. And we went to New Jersey on a third mission. It was a young single adult mission. We worked with the young people 18 to 30 there. And it was a CES mission again. And my job was to teach institute classes and then to party with these kids. And that was really hard for me because I'm not by nature a partying person. But boy, I'll tell you, in New Jersey, I learned how to do it. And so when we left New Jersey, guess what? Some of the people there that we had learned to love said, Brother Stroud, is there any way we can continue to study? They wanted to continue these classes. And so one of those young women there, Kate Foster, talked to Margie and said, instead of doing this through emails, have you ever thought about doing it on podcasts? Well, neither one of us had ever heard about podcast. But my sweetheart, who is extremely talented in computer science and IT, went to work, and before long she had a system set up to where we could record these classes and put them on the internet via podcasts, and that's how that kind of came to pass. So at any rate, it's been 1 year, and it started out with those small group of people a year ago, probably, I'm going to say, less than 30 people in three or four nations that we were studying with, and I would record little lessons and then put those out for other people to hear. And now a year later, this has gone way beyond what we ever thought that it would. To my amazement and to my great joy, because through the podcast system, Margie and I have made some wonderful new friends. And we continue every day to learn as people share their stories and their experiences, some of these experiences very sacred as they feel prompted to by the Spirit, which I'm grateful, that they cast their pearls to us, and those pearls bless our lives in ways that we never could have imagined. So happy birthday to the Religion Class podcast series. And with that, my announcement is that this mission now comes to a close. We have had feelings and have received blessings and have had multiple witnesses over the last 2 months that this mission, and we look upon it as a mission, was coming to a close. And that the day was not far away where what the Lord wanted us to do, that the purpose of the Lord would be fulfilled and there would be no longer a need for us to do what we've been doing. And so this weekend, as Margie and I were getting ready to go to the temple on Tuesday morning over in Snowflake, we'd been thinking about, is it time for us to make some changes here? And a number of reasons for that, but the main reason is that we don't want to be between anyone and the Lord Jesus Christ. We just don't want to be in that place. And it's not like that's designed to happen. It just appears to be the nature of this kind of a program that we've been doing for a year. For persons like myself who are sharing knowledge and are teaching or lecturing or whatever you want to call it, doing workshops or classes, very, very easy to slip into a place where that teacher and those that he teach considers him a light to the world. And without really trying, you find yourself between those that you are teaching and the Lord. I think it must be a part of our human nature, especially our fallen nature, living in a dying world, to want to take those that the Lord sets up for guides and directors for us and to put them up as the light on a hill so that they now are considered being the fount of all knowledge and wisdom and experience. And that subtle trap is that it begins to rob people of their precious right to go to the Lord and receive personal revelation. So we sensed that that was a challenge, that that was a danger. I have been aware that pride is always in the wings, especially as the classes got bigger, the numbers got bigger. You've been so gracious in the things that you've said and kind in your words. It's very easy for Satan to take that whole situation and twist it to where it becomes an issue where you can easily begin to seek for the honors of men and for the things of this world, which I've said in my podcast are the two great disqualifiers, as per section 121, for power in the priesthood. And so with that in mind, we went to the temple on, I guess it wasn't Tuesday, I guess it was just yesterday. We went to the temple yesterday, considering making some changes and maybe discontinuing or stopping doing at least the program that we designed. We went to the temple with prayer in our hearts, and when we came out, the decision had been made and it had been confirmed by the Holy Spirit that there were some changes to be made. So here's what we're going to do. The regular scheduled Sunday night podcasts will now cease, and there won't be any more weekly podcasts. Now, that's not to say that if at some time in the future the Lord impresses me that I need to share with people in the podcast community some precious truths that I've been taught or some insights, that I won't get online and record a little message and put it out. But as far as weekly, and we have been doing this every week. If you notice now, there's 52 or 53 podcasts there, and that's one per week. I've been pretty strict on that and have been able to do that. That will now end. There won't be any more regular Sunday podcasts. We're going to leave the podcasts online so that you can continue to share that information with your friends. We think that that's a valuable thing to be up there. From what you've told us, we feel that that's valuable. The people who have been in charge of seeing that our first book was put into print, Highly Favored of the Lord, which is the first 12 podcasts, if they want to continue to put those podcasts in a book form and make them available at no cost other than printing and putting the book out, and nobody makes any money, I'm very careful to avoid what the Book of Mormon calls priestcraft, and that is being compensated for preaching the Word of God or teaching the doctrine of Christ. But if these books will help you in your study of the doctrines, I know some people have said that it's so much better to have the written Word in front of them, and we first kind of backed off the book a little bit and said, because we just figured that that was going to be cumbersome, and told the people, well, why don't they just go online and print off the transcript, and the people that were encouraging the book, which, by the way, I'm glad has happened, but the people who were encouraging the book said that by the time you ran off the cost of paper and ink to print off these podcasts, say 12 of them, it would cost you more in paper and ink than it would to buy the book. And so if those folks want to continue and put the remainder of the recorded podcasts into a book form, it would be Highly Favored of the Lord, Volume 2, Volume 3, whatever, as long as I'm okay with that. I just want it to be a blessing to people's lives and help. That is our main desire and what we would like to see happen. So I'll leave that up to those folks. Also, I'll leave my name and phone number and email number up there. Continue to talk to people if they have questions or comments. But you will find me more and more saying, you need to take that to the Lord. There's always a place for mentors in this journey that we're on. But it's really important that the mentor, like one of my mentors told me once, I asked him a question about a gospel topic, and he said this, I was about to answer that, but then the Holy Ghost said, I'll take that. And I've never forgotten that. I asked him a question, and he had the answer. But he deflected to a God, and the God told him, I'll take that. I think too often, as we do our studying and we do our due diligence and our pondering, that if we could see the Holy Ghost, he would kind of be over in the corner with his arms folded and tapping his foot and saying, when is it my turn? And we talked a little bit about that on podcast. So I want to be able to continue to stay in touch. You can call me. I love talking to you. You can write your comments, share with us things that are happening. Oh, we just love to hear that, where you feel it's appropriate. So in summary, the regular Sunday podcasts, as of today, will not be there anymore. If I have something that I want to share with you, and you're in the follower group, then when I post that, it'll automatically go out. You'll receive a notice to that. So we'll keep that option open. The books are open. The transcripts are open. Everything is for free. And we encourage you to continue to email. And if you feel so inclined to talk, and we're just not too busy to talk. A lot of people say, oh, I know that you're so busy and you must be so busy. Well, if you're that busy, you're too busy. If we're too busy to talk about the doctrine of Christ, we're too dang busy, and we need to realign our priorities. We're all on the same journey. We're moving in the same direction. I'd like to share with you a scripture, if you'll go with me, to 2 Nephi. And let's go to verse 41. 2 Nephi 9, verse 41. Oh then, my beloved brethren, come unto the Lord, the Holy One. Remember that his paths are righteous. Behold, the way for man is narrow, but it lieth in a straight course before him. And this part right here. And the keeper of the gate is the Holy One of Israel. And it's this next part that motivated us to do what we've done. And he employeth no servant there. And there is none other way, save it be by the gate, for cannot be deceived, for the Lord God is his name. The fact that he employeth no servant there, everything in this world is combined to put somebody or something between you and the keeper of the gate. Mentors, leaders, general authorities, prophets, apostles, are all guides. They are all directors. They are pointing you to the Holy One. What happens to us is we get hung up at the guide and the director level. And we look to them. So in essence, your path at that point has an employee between you and the Savior. So we have to use wisdom on that. As we were considering doing what we've talked about here, an interesting thing came to my mind. For years podcasts, it's interesting that the very first podcast had to do with the foundation of all of the doctrine of Christ as the Holy Spirit, the light of Christ, and the Holy Ghost and the relationship between those two. That was the very first podcast. And I can thank Brother John Pontius and his marvelous book, Following the Light of Christ into His Presence, for setting that foundation for me and my own personal growth and expansion in the doctrine of Christ. What an appropriate way to start out our podcast series. And then ended last week, even though last week I hadn't intended on it being ended, with the podcast called The Tip of the Spear, which deals with the doctrine of translation. The highest honor that man and woman can obtain in this world, in a telestial world, is to attain unto translation. Everything in the scriptures is pointing us towards that, and here we are living in the day when translation is a reality and will become more so as each day and each week goes by. So I thought, without even thinking about it, I could see the hand of the Lord in the podcast series going from the foundation, the beginning of listening to, hearkening, and heeding to the voice of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Ghost, all the way up to obtain the greatest of all the things that you can obtain in this life, the gift of translation. And to be among those people that the Lord will use in the coming day, which is soon coming, fast approaching, where he will bring those who have been gathered and prepared to serve as rescuers and saviors for their brothers and sisters who are trapped in a dying world. So I think that's appropriate. We covered the full spectrum in 52 broadcasts from the foundation to the very tip of the spear. So brothers and sisters, we love you so much. We have learned so much from you. The Lord has been so gracious to Margie and I, so kind. We continue now our quest to obtain the face of God, to receive the second Comforter, and to be blessed to be translated and be a part of the 144,000 who rescue their brothers and sisters in a decaying world, preparatory to the establishment of Zion and the coming of the New Jerusalem. We're so grateful to be a part of this. I bear you my testimony of these things and all that I've taught in these podcasts over the last year. All of it can be summed up into one thing, the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Messiah. Amen.